The governor says the plant's owner is indicating it might not take until the end of 2019 to close the oldest operating nuclear plant in the nation.
I can tell you from recent conversations with the executives at Exelon, that plan is not only on track and on time, but a little bit ahead of schedule. And we're working to get as much of that done and completed before we leave office in January.
About 9% of the electricity in New Jersey is generated by the Oyster Creek plant. Christie believes utilities will be able to make up for that by supplying power from natural gas plants. And he expects any negative economic impact from the plant's closing will be offset by the positive effect on the environment and the tourism industry. In Ocean County, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.